guest has appeared in over 75 feature films, a 4 TV series. He has starred alongside Henry Fonda, Susan Sarandon, Jeff Bridges, just to name a few, of course. But we do remember Robert Englund in his role as Freddy Krueger through the Nightmare on Elm Street series, I guess. I think there were 7 or even 8 movies. Robert Englund is in town for the Oz Comic Con convention, of course, which is at our convention centre over the weekend. Robert, thanks for your time.
Thank you. I'm going to tell Corrine the weather's going to continue to be wet with her blood if she doesn't remember Freddy Krueger.
I love it.
I'm going to get that weather girl.
Oh, I wasn't aware that you were listening, yes, but be afraid, be very afraid, Corrine Tarbarth. Of course, Robert, you're looking through, your resume, and you've performed in so many films and TV series and everything else, but we do remember you for Freddy Krueger. Have you ever wondered what your life would be like without Freddy Krueger?
Well, you know, the great thing that the happy accident that the playing Freddy gave me was he broke me internationally. So I'm able to work all over the world. People know me all over the world. And because of DVDs now and video back in the day, cable, DirecTV, Netflix, all of this stuff, I'm getting a whole new generation of fans. And it's really interesting when you get new generations of fans in Latin America or in Russia, places like that. It sort of expands exponentially, you know, your fan base. And it's just been a real gift to play this guy over the years.
Robert, how did the opportunity come about? Because I was doing a little bit of reading, and before that, you'd primarily been playing the good guy, the nice guy.
I was the big nerd on V. You know, I had this horrible curly perm. You know, I looked like, you know, Leo Sayers from Hell in a Disco. And I was the sweet little alien on V, which was a big hit in the States. I think Jane Badler, who played the evil Diana, is living here in Melbourne. I'm pretty sure she's living in Australia now.
Okay.
But, and so I was busy doing that, and I had a break, a hiatus in the television series, and I went on this interview. And we sort of thought of Wes Craven back then as a kind of David Lynch kind of director.
Mm-hmm.
He was very dark, and we knew he did horror movies, but they were very artistic and strange and subliminal. And so I kind of wanted to work for him. And I remember being in a bar with George Wendt, and George and I were doing a play together, and George hadn't done Cheers yet. And I was trying to convince him to do Cheers, and he said, "Oh, you should work for this Wes Craven guy." And George went off and said yes to doing Cheers, and I wound up doing Nightmare on Elm Street. And I thought everybody was going to remember me as this little nerdy guy from V, and now I'm the guy that everybody's afraid of.
Is the fear tangible, Robert? I mean, I know that everyone knows that it's the movies, it's make-believe, but surely along the way there's that nervous moment when some of the fans see you or some of the kids see you absolutely terrified about Freddy Krueger, where you can actually see the fear in their eyes?
Well, I think it was at a con in Melbourne a couple of years ago, and I had a really good microphone, and I was doing my question and answer, with the fans, and there was like, you know, this sea of fans out there, maybe like, you know, 1,000 fans. And somebody asked me to hum the Freddy song, you know, and I sang the Freddy song, 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. And I did it in the Freddy voice. And I had this cool microphone, like all you guys have.
Yeah.
You guys know how to work those microphones. And I was playing with it because it sounded, and like 2 or 3 fans ran screaming out of the theater. because that melody is so suggestive and is so iconic, it just literally freaked them out, and they left the theater.
What was wrong with Freddy? I mean, he was clearly just evil, but I'm trying to recall, why did things take a bad turn for Freddy Krueger?
Two wrongs don't make a right, and Freddy was a terrible man, and we love the kind of poetic description of him, and it's a dark poetic description, but he was a child killer. And we don't elaborate any more than that. We don't bring in any other elements that might mean, because child killer, there's something symbolic about that. He's killing children. Children are the future. Freddy has no future. He's a kind of an adult evil that's left over in the world. And I think Wes meant it to be that thing that all young adolescents have to face, you know, sooner or later, about life not being fair. And, especially Wes chooses to have a kind of a woman warrior in every one of the franchises. There's always a woman that defeats Freddy, which is a kind of a unique thing. I mean, a lot of our early critics didn't even stick around to see the end of these movies because Freddy does get his comeuppance from a young lady in all of them. It's sort of Beauty and the Beast.
It's fantastic. And also, I know that Ken Kersinger from the Jason movies is also going to be at the convention center. In one of the movies, it was Freddy v. Jason, wasn't it? Did you team up or were you against each other?
Well, you know, we threw down. But, you know, Ken's a stunt coordinator from Vancouver, Canada, and he's been in more movies than I've been in. And, I mean, in all the big A movies, all of the X-Men and all of those movies and the Star Trek films. And it was great having Ken as a co-star because I was getting old when I did Freddy versus Jason. I was an old dog. And, you know, you can't, you know, about the third take when you're taking slaps and punches and hits, you can't get out of bed the next day. You know, it's like being, hey, you know what I'm saying. It's like the day after the game. It's like you're a footballer. It's like being a footballer. You're so full of adrenaline when you're doing it. But the next day, all that stuff comes back to haunt you. And if you've got more shooting to do, that can be a bad thing. So I was really lucky to have Ken there for me, except that we were doing a fire stunt together and Ken was the one that caught on fire. I saw his shoulders start to smolder, you know. He was doing this long, cool John Wayne walk towards me, and all of a sudden I noticed that his shoulders started to smoke, and what, he'd been up against the wall and the wall had caught fire, and literally the back of his Jason costume had caught on fire. So I sort of I yelled cut because I was the first one to see it. So I think he owes me a night on the town here in Perth.
Hopefully he can deliver for you, Robert. Final question just quickly. You must, and all the people that you work with through that long movie career, TV career as well, I bet you a huge majority of them, when they get the confidence, come up to you and tell you about the impact that your character, Freddy Krueger, had on them when they were growing up.
Yeah, I get, you know, the thing, I think it's mostly female fans that really have a special attachment because I think they identified with the girl in all of the films that bests Freddy. And I think it was really empowering for a lot of young women. But they also like the fact that I'm not a politically correct villain, you know, and I gave it my best. And so I sort of serve as this logo of the experience of sitting in the dark at some suburban mall cinema somewhere when you're a 14 or a 15 or a 16-year-old girl and you watch this horror movie, and yet in the movie, the girl that goes up the stairs doesn't die in my movies. She actually gets the best of the monster.
Fantastic. Well, we hope you have a great time here in Perth and Australia. Robert, thanks so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, sir.
There we go. Robert Englund, he plays Freddy Krueger. How good was that? The very start, it was like I was back in 1984. Ooh. Got a few goosebumps there, James.
Yeah.
You watched the Nightmare on Elm
Street
movies.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is at the Convention Centre, Oz Comic Con, 11th and 12th of April. We're very, very lucky here. We've got a great prize. It is two tickets. They're valued at $450 each, actually. We can't say where it is. Obviously, you're going to know when you get the tickets. It's the Freddy v. Jason Experience tickets, if you don't mind. So you'll get to meet Robert Englund, who plays Freddy, of course, Freddy Krueger, plus Ken Kersinger, Jason Voorhees from the Freddy v. Jason movie. You get a catered function and also two tickets to Oz Comic Con to be used for the whole weekend. Kevin Sorbo from Hercules, of course. There's Walking Dead actors. There's also Game of Thrones, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Star Trek, The Next Generation, Doctor Who, Billy Piper's there as well, Stargate as well. If you're into these sorts of movies, TV series, you're going to want to check out Oz Comic Con.